Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Hi, it's Asa. I'm giving you a copy of my best-selling book for free to help you in your health journey today. I'll pay for the book. All you do is just cover the small shipping and handling costs. Go to AsaRx.com and get your free book today. Did you know that you can listen to the AsaRx audio experience on Spotify and Pandora? For all the ways to watch and listen, check out our show page at AsaRx.com/experience. Show is all about you. It's about your health and your life. I'm so excited you're with us. Look, today, guess what? It's all about you. It's all about you. It's all about you. Aren't you glad? It's finally something in your life is all about you, right? Why? Because your health is that important. I want you to focus on something right now. I say it all the time, but I want you to take 1 hour every single day and focus on you, on your health every day. Walking, about eating healthy. Focus on your health every single day for 1 hour. Push everybody aside, everything else aside, and focus on you. Okay, because if you do that, you're going to be healthy and you're going to be in a good place for everyone else around you. So we want to help you do that. Go to the website. It's right there on the screen. Go to BelieveHealthNetwork.com. If you don't have a copy of our free book, we're sending that to you absolutely free. I want to make sure you have it. Have a copy of that because we want to help you just for being a part of the family. We want to send that to you. Okay, just to be great supporters, and you help us so much everywhere we are, in every outlet that we are. So go to myfreehealthbook.com, myfreehealthbook.com, and we'll send that to be a part of you and your journey. Start on the anti-inflammatory diet. It's just in there. All the food list, everything you need to get to where you need to be. We want to help you become the best version of you, period, to reach your potential and to go to that next level. We want to help you do that. Why? Because I believe you can. Doesn't matter what the doctor has diagnosed you with. Diabetes, heart disease, cancer, whatever it is. Remember, if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Lifestyles are medicine. So the choices that we make every single day, that's what matters. Nothing else. You've got to focus every single day on what matters. And guess what? Your choices will do that every single day. All right, let's jump on the phones. Now, remember, you can call me here on the show. 888-283-7272. You can DM me any of the social media. Go to Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, go to YouTube, subscribe to our YouTube channel. If you do that, if you're a subscriber and you send me a message, we'll answer it for you. So I encourage you to go to that YouTube channel. All of that is at the website. You can easily get there. But look, the main thing I want you to do is know that we're here for you. You can reach out to us at any time, and we can help you along the way. All right, we're going to kick off with one of the calls, and we're going to go with Daryl. Hi, Daryl. What is your health challenge?
I've got a condition that it mimics fibromyalgia or mood or something like that. Doctors have not been able to find anything. The blood work, all the blood work's negative, everything is like feeling off all the time, feeling like you got a fever but you don't have a fever, like you had an infection but you don't have an infection. So I have no idea. The doctors can't find anything. I checked the hospital, they did all kinds of tests. Nobody could find anything, but it still haunts me. And maybe he could help me a little bit or something, find out what it is. It's debilitating. Thank you. Bye.
A lot of the pain is, thanks for that question. A lot of the pain, like fibromyalgia, is an interesting diagnosis. Okay? Just so you know, the medical community is very conflicted on fibromyalgia. And when you talk to somebody that's been diagnosed with fibromyalgia, they get all angry about it. Because some doctors say it's all in their head. And there's a strong agreement on that fibromyalgia pain is on the head. Now, fibromyalgia, to people that have fibromyalgia, is real pain. Like if you touch their arm, if you touch any connective tissue, muscle, fascia, tendons, ligaments, whatever, it just sets them on fire. Everything hurts. You touch their leg, you touch their arm, and it's just super painful. And like you just said, it's debilitating, right? But at the end of the day, remember this. You've gone to the doctors, they've done all these tests, and it's negative. They've checked all their stuff, and it's negative. But here, at the end of the day, you're the patient, and you're the person, and you're like, look, your test might be negative, but I hurt like all over, okay? If that's the case, it could be what they call fibromyalgia. It could be a lot of things. But I can tell you this. I know one thing. If there's a lot of pain in the body, and no one knows what's going on, one thing there is probably inflammation. Would you agree? So if there's inflammation in the body, then one thing you can definitely do on your own without any help is to follow a diet. You can change what you eat every single day, right? You can go eat fast food, junk food, good food, bad food, organic food, vegetables, whatever. That's up to you. Every single day you choose what to eat. So the good news is that you can get to a place where when it comes down to like fruits, vegetables, that kind of thing, you can be in charge of doing that. You can eat the right kind of foods every single day. You can do the right things every single day to make sure you're eating the right kind of foods every single day and function every single day by doing the right kind of things. Now, I would encourage you in something like this to really look into the testing that can be done. The testing that can be done for this is really, really powerful. Okay? Now, doctors can do this. There's saliva tests, blood tests. There's a lot of testing that can be done. However, when it comes to fibromyalgia, start with a diet. I would do that for like, you know, again, most people, nutritionists will suggest doing something like that for about a month. Then go back to your doctor and get retested and see if anything changes. Because at the end of the day, when you're looking at inflammation, inflammation is a big thing. But a lot of people struggle with it. And it's not that hard to get rid of the body. It's kind of like a swollen ankle. If you do the right things, the swelling will go down and it'll go down quickly. Right? So it's all about the right methods and the right testing, but more importantly, the right foods. So we're talking about pain, and I mean, so many people struggle with things like fibromyalgia or arthritis, and people are on pain medications like left and right. Now, there's different types of pain. We know that pain originates in the brain, in the nervous system. We know that there's pain receptors that can be triggered emotionally. They can be triggered reality. I mean, like if you really have pain and something, an injury happens to the body, there's a lot of different ways to take it. But I will encourage you that if you deal with pain at any level, to always start with what you're eating. Remember what Granny said, right? My granny used to say, you are what you eat. And it's so true. The foods that you put inside your body become your body. And so if you have any kind of pain in any level, I encourage you, start out with an anti-inflammatory based diet. There's one in my book. You can pick that up at myfreehealthbook.com. We send it to you for free just to help you out, just for being supportive and being a great part of our family. You know, we want to help people. We've got our health club. If you're not a member of the health club, check it out as well. Look, we want to just give you a great community of people, including this show, where we can help you and walk through whatever you're dealing with. If it's pain, if it's high blood pressure or diabetes, or you need to lose weight, or you just need somebody to talk to and have encouragement. We want to be there for you, okay? That's what we're here for. Now, I want to talk about omega-3s. Omega-3 fatty acids, if you've been around me long enough, you know that I'm huge on that. Taking omega-3s every single day has got so much research behind it. But one of the biggest thing is the testing that can be done to figure out what your levels are. Look, every cell has a membrane around it called a phospholipid membrane. Well, guess what that phospholipid fancy word stands for? It's a fat. So we have fatty acid around every cell, basically. The omega-3 fats are really important. When they are elevated in the body, then we have lowered inflammation. We have things that are protective for cardio or heart health. And the hormones all work better. So there's so much that happens when we have the right kind of omega-3s in the body. So getting those intact in the body, very, very important. So the body can function at its peak level on a regular basis. So I would encourage you, more than anything, get a fatty acid test done at least once a quarter with your physician. If you don't have anybody that does that, you just get in touch with one of our health coach providers and they can help you along those ways. We've got health coach providers all over the country that can help you. Okay? But the biggest thing is just know your numbers. I'm big on every kind of blood test to get done to know where your numbers are so you can make the right choices every single day. That's what I would look at. Fatty acids are really important, and they're not looked at until it's too late many times. 9 times out of 10, when we check fatty acid levels in people, especially healthy people, they're like, oh, yeah, I eat salmon all the time, or I eat avocados all the time, or I eat seafood all the time, or walnuts, I eat them every day. Okay. It's so much fun to talk to someone like that, and then you do a blood test, and it's like at the bottom. It's like, really? You eat it every day? Now, if they really do eat it every day, and the numbers are at the bottom, it means their gut's not healthy, and they're not absorbing the foods they're actually eating, and that happens a lot. So we call it the microbiome in the gut. If the gut microbiome's not healthy, nothing in that person's body is going to be healthy. So coming up with the fatty acid levels, getting them at their highest peak that they can be, and getting the gut microbiome healthy, and that's how you really create optimal health.
Successful people often have one thing in common. They take care of their mind. But for most of us, it's hard to find the time or money to spend on personal or professional coaches or even psychologists. This is where Mind Healthy comes in. Mind Healthy teaches you the key principles of the world's best cognitive behavioral therapy techniques and breaks them down into a simple, easy-to-learn steps that you can do in just a few minutes a day. Discover techniques to manage stress, anxiety, depression, addiction, and much more. Learn on your own time and at your own pace, and pay for the whole year subscription at a fraction of the cost of what an in-person professional would charge for just one session. The Mind Healthy app also has audio so you can listen on the go. Learn how to thrive in any situation in life with Mind Healthy. Try Mind Healthy for free the first 7 days by visiting mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Let's face it, food shortages are a real threat now. Supply chain breakdowns, inflation, fuel prices, global conflicts, fertilizer cutbacks, farmers being encouraged not to plant. The stage is set for the peanut butter to hit the fan. But for some reason, Americans are still in denial about food shortages. Listen, we don't take risks with other things in our lives, so why take risks with your food security? Those who know what's coming are using today to prepare. Millions of Americans have purchased Ready Hour emergency food from My Patriot Supply, the brand people look for when they're ready for real preparedness. MyPatriotSupply.com is America's largest preparedness company. Get stocked up on emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage to get you through tough times ahead. Your other choice is to stand in government food lines hoping for a handout. As we both know, that's not an option. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on to Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Way is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Way is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Find out more, connect with On Call Radio online at InShapeNetwork.com.
Now, where do you get your omega-3 fats? I like getting them in a supplement form. I like cod liver oil. I like doing any kind of fish oil that is not processed and not rancid that turns into a trans fat. All of our supplements that use omega-3 fatty acids are that way, and they have been tested and all of that. So we know the quality, because quality really does matter. But most seafood has omega-3 fats in it. Okay, so fish, pretty much every kind of fish has, at varying levels, they have different levels of these fatty acids in them. So that's one thing to look at. Now, walnuts are the best nut that has omega-3 fats in there. Also, other foods like eggs. Egg yolks are amazing. A lot of people stay away from that because they're worried about cholesterol. But egg yolks actually have omega-3 fats in them that are phenomenal for your overall health. So if you're in that category where you're concerned about meats and too much protein and all that, stick with walnuts. Walnuts have a very high amount of omega-3 fats. And I'll tell you one vegetable that is loaded with omega-3 fatty acids that nobody ever talks about is squash. Squash, yellow squash, good old plain yellow squash, has tons of omega-3 fatty acids in it. So it's a great vegetable to be able to use on a regular basis to get those fatty acids. By doing that on a regular basis, you're giving your body what it needs to be heart healthy. And the risk of heart disease, again, it's the leading killer in America today. And this gives you the protection to know you're doing the best that you can to protect your heart. Now, we're talking about heart health, but also we've been talking about how you can improve your life by choosing the right kind of foods every single day and by getting the right kind of exercise in every day. I'm so glad you're with us here on the show. Look, this show is about you. It's about your health, and it's about your life. If you haven't called in on the show yet, you have to. Make sure to call in the number right there. You call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. And we'll always here to help you, no matter what. Now, a couple of things I want to talk about. We got to reload, okay? When we reload together, one of the things that we want to focus in on is focusing on your eating habits, but number two, your exercise. We don't talk about this a lot, okay? We don't talk about this a lot, but it's very, very important. Your eating habits and your exercise habits go hand in hand. But there's a third one that I like to talk about, and it's your thinking habits. And I'm telling you, it plays a bigger role as anything else. You have to think right. If you think right, everything else is going to fall in line. So your thoughts make a big impact in your health. Someone could be eating broccoli and salmon all day long, but if they don't exercise and if they just sit there and have negative self-talk like, I'm an idiot, I'm so stupid, all day long, guess what? Person's not going to have great health. I've even seen people that have amazing attitudes that said they're the best at this and I'm great, and they speak life over themselves and not death. They eat terrible, but they exercise and they have great health. Or vice versa. They eat really healthy, but they don't exercise and they have great health. I'm telling you, the mind factor is a big one when it comes to overall health that you can focus on. So I would encourage you, get your mental game right, get your eating habits right, and get your exercise. For your eating, get a copy of my free book, okay, because we're giving it to you. Like all of our listeners and viewers, just to be supportive and to be encouragement to you, go to myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send you a copy just to be a blessing to you and help you and encourage you along the way. And it's got the anti-inflammatory diet in there. You can easily follow it. Look at the foods you can have, the ones you got to stay away from. It's got all of that in there, and that'll encourage you and help you. On the exercise part, I mean, I can't shake you and get you to do it. I wish I could, but I want to get you out at least walking, okay? Let's start out with 15 minutes a day, 6 days a week. And yes, 6 days a week, not three. Look, three days, if it's worth doing with anything in life, it's worth doing every day. Would you agree? You're just going to eat 3 days a week? You're going to eat 3 days a week and fast the other days? You're going to drink water just 3 days a week? Don't drink any water the other 4 days. Is that what you're thinking about doing? How about going to the bathroom? You need to go to the bathroom every day? I hope you're going to the bathroom every day. whatever is worth doing every day. So I want to encourage you. Just to when it comes down to your eating habits, your exercise habits, your mental habits, do it every day. But exercise 6 days a week. I don't care what you do. Walk, run, jog, play something, you know, play tennis, racquetball. If you're playing golf, walk. At least walk 9 holes and do the golf cart the other 9 or something, right? Like, don't just get in the cart and be lazy and just ride in the golf cart all day. Like, that's not exercise. Like, you're pulling up right next to your ball, you hop out of the cart, hit your ball, and you hop back in the cart. Like, what is that? Okay, maybe you walked over to like a sand trap. Like you gotta get your body moving. And men do this all the time. They tell themselves they're exercising, they're not. So give me a call. We'll make it part of the show. We're gonna answer some calls in here in just a bit. But the number's there on the screen. Also, you can DM me at any of the social media outlets like TikTok, Instagram, Facebook, all of that. We're always available for you. And I want to be there to help you along the way. I mean, the main thing is you can text me now. We got a new text number, they told me. So you can text me. We'll text you back. We'll answer whatever you need. We just want to be a part of everything that we're doing. Look, this show, we want to help you. We're going to jump in and talk about some things in just a moment that are really, really important. I don't want you to miss it. And one of the keys that we're going to look at, it's going to come down to thyroid function. And thyroid function is something that it really affects a lot of people. Your metabolic rate and your heart rate and rhythm are dependent on good thyroid function. So thyroid is something that we need to discuss. And healthy ways to keep the thyroid healthy, because a lot of people are on medication for thyroid just to get it functioning the right way. And there's so many things you can do for thyroid to get it functioning and be at its peak level to do great things with it. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. I don't want you to miss it. Thyroid health is so key. And so vital. Look, if you're starting on your health journey or you're just trying to figure it out, or maybe you're super advanced and you already know what's going on with your health and you're trying to just fine-tune it, get down to those details, that's great. You're in the right place because we want to help you become the best version of you and reach your potential, because it is. It's at the end of the day, that's what it's all about. It's about doing everything you can to become the best you. And our health is the vehicle to get us there. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to Renee. Hi, Renee. What is your health challenge?
Hi, I have a fleshy patch on my skin that did not used to be there, and I'm concerned about it. I'm over 60 years of age, and if you run your fingers from your shoulders along your collarbone towards the center area, you'll find two knobs directly under your throat, and there's skin there that didn't normally, used to be rather taut when I was younger. And even as early as last year, it appeared that it wasn't a problem. But now I can kind of pinch that skin and I feel a thickness there that I didn't recall. And when I look at it, it looks like it is actually larger than it maybe should be. I wonder if you have any ideas about what this could be and what I should do about it.
Our health is determined by the choices that we make every single day. Health is not the absence of disease, but being mindful about our daily lifestyle. That's where Mind Healthy comes in. Welcome to the easy-to-use Mind Healthy app, designed to improve wellness and build strength between your lifestyle choices and your progress. With the Mind Healthy app, you can easily track your health goals, increase awareness, connect with community, reduce stress, and improve physical wellness. Visit mindhealthy.com. That's mindhealthy.com.
Are you looking to grow your business? Then let me introduce you to my good friends at PG Media. PG Media are the creative branding experts when it comes to your business. Digital is the new word of mouth, and PG Media will help you expand your brand with innovative website design, fast turnaround, quality customer service, and the best affordable pricing. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, and use promo code 1191 or go to PIJI.media.
To be a part of the show, call 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. We'll be back in a moment.
USA Radio News.
I'm Tony Mauricio reporting. The Justice Department says classified documents were likely concealed and removed from a storage room in former President Donald Trump's Mar-a-Lago home, with likely efforts to obstruct its investigation into Trump's possession of dozens of boxes of government papers. The Tuesday night filing says the FBI also found classified documents stashed in Trump's office and challenges Trump's request for a special master to review the documents. A reporter asked Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell about the Justice Department filing Wednesday in Frankfort, Kentucky.
No, I don't have any observations about that.
World leaders are reacting to the death of former Soviet President Mikhail Gorbachev. He was the last leader of the former Soviet Union and died Tuesday at age 91. President Biden praised Gorbachev and said he helped create a safer world and greater freedom for millions. Current Russian President Vladimir Putin released a statement expressing his condolences. This is USA Radio News.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
President Joe Biden condemned violent threats against FBI agents who searched Trump's home as sickening as he called for more police funding and an assault weapons ban in Pennsylvania. Biden's public approval rating fell modestly this week, a poor sign for the Democratic Party's hopes in the November 8 midterm elections, according to a Reuters Ipsos opinion poll. Taiwan said it would exercise its right to self-defense and counterattack if Chinese armed forces entered its territory as Beijing increased military activities near the Democratic Island. China said that a condition for the resumption of bilateral climate talks with the United States was Washington dispelling the negative influence left by House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi's visit to Taiwan earlier this month. The Senate race in Georgia is hotter than the local temps.
Claiming $50 million of negative advertising aimed against him, the Senate race in Georgia is in full swing. Republican challenger Herschel Walker on Newsmax.
And I want the people to know that that was a big contrast between he and myself. You know, I believe men should not be in women's sports. And I do know a man can't get pregnant, but I also know that we do have to have peace through strength, that we got to support our military, that we got to support our men and women in blue. And he called them names, so I think people are sick of that.
Republican Herschel Walker is facing Democrat Raphael Warnock in November's midterm election for Georgia Senator. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
This is USA Radio News.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs
and dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Find out more, visit the show online, InShapeNetwork.com.
With skin conditions like that, it's like I need to like see it, touch it, feel it, right? And even if we had a camera and we could look at it, you still need to see it, touch it, feel it. Skin conditions are one of those. It could be so, it could be 100 different things. It could be 3 different things. I've got like 5 things that could be in my head right now just by listening to you. But then you got to look, see, feel, touch it, feel it, the whole thing, right? So I would go to your physician, start with your family doc, have them look at it. They're probably going to send you to a dermatologist, which is great. I think you should go. The dermatologist, for the most part, with all of their training, they've seen everything, for the most part, that has to do with the skin. Weird things, normal things, everyday things. And it's just good. That's the one area, the skin. That and surgery, like you just can't replace experience. It's not just textbook, a blood test, oh, that's what this is, take this, right? Those are those things that are just anomalies that need to be looked at and need to be assessed and need to really be evaluated. So I would have that checked out by your family doc, which again, and I would go to a dermatologist. I would ask to go to one. Even if your family doctor gives you a good, strong diagnosis and says, hey, this is what it is. Say, great, but I'd love to follow up with a dermatologist. The specialties with skin in dermatology, I think the experience is bar none. It's worth every bit of that doctor visit to confirm and exactly know what's going on, plus how to treat it. Because there's medical ways to treat it. Okay, there'll be a standard process of how they want to do that or what they want to do with it. But then there's natural options, too. So once you find out exactly what it is, let me know. Again, you can email, text, whatever, however you want to do that. But our team, our health coach providers, let me know. We can make it part of the show, whatever. But I would get a good expert involved, a specialist, so they can keep a good eye on and give you a strong possibility. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I'm so glad you're with us. Today's show, it's all about you and your health and your life. Remember, your health is your greatest wealth. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. You have to step up every single day and take responsibility. Your friends, your family members, your coworkers, your loved ones, your mom, your dad, your grandma, your grandpa. No one can take responsibility for your health but you. So on this show, we want to help you do that. So I'm so glad you're here. However you're tuning in whatever capacity, just know this, that if the body can get sick, it can also get well. Our lifestyle is our medicine that we follow with every single day and make the choices every single day to really make a difference. And on this show, we want to help you do that. If you haven't called in, you can call in on the show, 888-283-7272. You can text us if you want to do that. Also DM with any of the social media platforms, TikTok and Instagram and Facebook and all of those. We're always available to help you if you need a health coach provider, someone in your area that believes the same way we do. We've got health coach providers that can help you along the way and get you the help that you need. If you do not have a copy of my free health book, please go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send it to you for being such a great just supporter of the show in every way. So we want to help you, bless you, keep you going on your health journey and going in the right direction. All right, we're going to kick off on the phones first, and I want to go with one of our calls here in just a minute that is so important. Look, the callers, I know you guys wait on the phones a lot, and you're there, and you need us to jump in and help. Sometimes you have to wait a little bit, but just know we will always get to you. All right, let's kick off, and let's go with Sue. Actually, let's go with Sue. Sue, what is your health challenge?
I have chronic sinusitis. I had a CT scan done, and that's what they've said it was. And I don't know what's going to happen or how to handle it. What's your advice for the best issue to help get over such a case? Thank you.
Sure. Yeah, one of those things, too, that you have to look at, and it's really important, is, again, it's anytime you have any kind of allergy type symptom, okay? The rhinitis, you got any kind of like fluids that are running in and out. It's always coming internally. It's typically not just like the pollen or the cat dander or any of that. It's usually coming internal. And most of the time, the allergies of any kind, it creates a substance called histamine in the body, which you've heard of, right? You've heard of taking an antihistamine that makes you feel better, right? So an antihistamine cuts down all the symptoms, runny nose, itchy eyes, watery, all of that. So if you can stop the histamine process in the body, which most people don't think to go that route, if you can lower the histamine, the antihistamine will do that artificially or like a Band-Aid, but it's not really getting to the root cause of what's going on, minus the cat dander, right, or whatever you're being exposed to. Most of these reactions are happening internally. So one of the great things you can do to cut down histamine in the body is using something like digestive enzymes, which help to break down proteins and carbohydrates better. You can also look at betaine hydrochloride, which breaks down proteins as well. Apple cider vinegar has been used forever, and people get great results with it by using apple cider vinegar, 1 or 2 tablespoons with your meals, however you want to take that, put it in water, drink it, however. But what it does, the acetic acid that's in apple cider vinegar helps to go in and create more hydrochloric acid in the stomach, which will break down the proteins. Now, all histamine is proteins that are not broken down. So you increase the histamine reaction when the proteins are not broken down the way that they need to be. So that's one of the main keys you've got to look at in breaking the proteins down, is the histamine. The whole histamine concept, that's typically the issue. And there can be some other factors going on. It could be some issues with chemicals in your environment, wherever that might be, that could be you don't know about. Things that could be in your clothing or detergents or personal care products that you're using every single day that seem great, perfumes or dyes that to be something so normal, but your body's reacting to it. And again, something you wear on your body every single day could be triggering this every single day. You follow? So that's one of the things you got to look at. You want to make sure that all the chemicals are taken care of, but you've also got to make sure that your internal environment is taken care of, and that you're not eating foods like dairy products that you could be allergic to. Internally, even mild allergies that you don't, it's not like sneezing and coughing and your face swelling up. We can have mild food allergies that can mimic a lot of this. So getting that figured out, knowing exactly what that looks like, that's a big player in this whole game. And I would look at that first and foremost. And that will give you a good roadmap and get the testing done. You can self-test or get a physician to do those tests for you. Now, I'll tell you, allergies are one of those things. Allergies are a big topic with a lot of people, and you can call it rhinitis, you can call it allergies. People put it in different categories. But the bottom line is histamine is the culprit typically with something like that. If you don't have a copy of my book, make sure to go to myfreehealthbook.com. We'll send you a copy. Look, so many people have asked, you know, how can I get started? What do I start with? How do I even begin on this health journey and get that going down the right path? Well, that's how you get started. We're sending you a copy of my book for free just to help you, to get you on the journey for where you need to go, to take you down the right path. Look, there's so much information out there, and now they're calling a lot of it misinformation. But we want to help you, give you some basics and some tips that'll get you going down the right road of where you need to go. Now, digestive issues is a big topic, all right? Look, healthy gut, healthy body, period. Don't let anybody tell you anything different. If your body's not healthy, your gut's not healthy, nothing's healthy. So we got to get your digestion right. And there's some foods that if you eat these on a regular basis, it's going to decrease your digestion. It can cause indigestion. It can cause diarrhea, loose stools, those kind of things. And more than anything, I want you to think about it like it irritates the digestive tract. That's a simple way to look at it. So it just irritates it. The body doesn't like it when you eat these foods on a regular basis. And every now and then, sure. But if these are part of your staple that you do every single day, you might want to rethink it, especially if you're having digestive issues. There's a thing in the gut called the microbiome. The microbiome in the gut is this environment. And the microbiome in the gut, this environment tends to make things a lot healthier if it's healthy. But if the wrong kind of foods are eaten on a regular basis over and over again, the wrong kind of liquids are drank over and over again, the right kind of chemicals are around your body over and over again, then it puts the body in a bad state. And the microbiome is not going to work in the best manner that it can possibly work. So we're going to talk about some foods today that will help tremendously. And by avoiding these foods, that's for sure. All right, number one is alcohol. I know you don't want to hear it. I know you don't want to hear it. Yes, wine is healthy. Yes, it has some health benefits. But drinking it every day, I don't think so. It carries a double whammy because it can cause dehydration, and that causes a major impact on the digestive tract. Plus, the alcohol is hard on the liver. I mean, come on. We all know that. Nobody just wants to admit it because a lot of people like to drink alcohol. But that's one thing. Fats, the wrong kind of fats, saturated fats, that can be really hard on your digestion because the gallbladder doesn't really function that well with a lot of the saturated fats, the manufactured fats, the junk fats, as I call them. Not the healthy fats like almonds, walnuts, cashews, avocados, fish oils. Those kind of fats are great, but it's the fried food fats, right? The heated oils. All of that stuff is just so bad for your digestive tract. Causes diarrhea. Causes the gallbladder not to be able to function right. Carbonated beverages. I like carbonated beverages like seltzer water and that kind of thing. Mineral water, sparkling mineral water. But you don't want to do it all the time. It can cause a little bit more gas than, of course, drinking regular water and all that. It's very clean for the body. But just go easy on the carbonated beverages. They can irritate the stomach lining over a period of time if that's all you drink on a regular basis. Some people just drink all bubbly water all the time. So keep that limited. It's not something that you have to stay away from all the time. Red meat's another big one that can aggravate our digestive tract. It's really good for vitamin B12, zinc, conjugated linoleic acid, and some others, and a great source of protein, but it's very hard to digest for the body. So, again, limit that. Don't just get rid of it. But you might want to limit that and go with things like chicken, fish, or eggs, or even vegetable sources. The other one that I want to hit on is dairy products. Now, this is only for a period of time, but if you struggle with any kind of indigestion, wheat products and dairy products are two things that you want to look at of coming out of your diet, just for a period of time to see how your body reacts to it, because indigestion, a lot of times, is nothing more than a food allergy with the histamine being raised in the body. And once you do that, once you get the body to kind of overcome that the lack of digesting proteins and the increase of histamine, that makes a huge difference. And many people that struggle with indigestion will find great relief, but you have to do that for about an 8-week period of clearing these foods out, kind of like a mini elimination, to really see those results.
Hi, it's Asa here. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? Do you need a new prescription for your life? I have a special gift for all my listeners. I'm giving away a free copy of my international best-selling book to help you truly live your potential. All you have to do is cover the shipping and handling, and I will give you the book absolutely free. I want to invest in you and your health this year. So get your free copy of my book by visiting myfreehealthbook.com. That's myfreehealthbook.com, and let's get healthy together this year.
Expand your brand with PG Media. PG Media are the digital business and branding experts with innovative and affordable website design, fast turnaround, and amazing customer service. Call my good friends at PG Media today at 888-414-7454. That's 888-414-7454, or visit PIJIMedia.com. That's PIJIMedia.com, and use promo code 1191.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
Connect with On Call Radio and watch On Call TV at InShapeNetwork.com.
The key is with any type of... with any kind of foods that you're eating, you've got to focus on consistency. And it's eliminating the foods that cause a lot of the inflammation, but eating the right kind of foods that don't do that, right? So the anti-inflammatory diet is what we focus on. And if you really want to repair your gut health and you want to get your microbiome going in the right direction, you want to have your body functioning at its peak level, you want to, the anti-inflammatory diet's in my book, okay? It's a bestseller. We'll send it to you for free, by the way. We're doing that right now just to help out everybody that's our viewers, listeners. We want to just encourage you to be a part of getting yourself healthier, you know, to have a roadmap. So it's not scary out there and not, it's easy to get lost. There's a lot of information right now. Like, I get it. When I started doing this, you know, there weren't but a handful. Maybe I was like one of like three total doctors that were out there really bringing out the information, radio, TV, and all. And it's become very saturated. So the internet's changed the game a lot. And there's a lot of conflicting ideas, but a lot of agreements, too. I would just encourage you to find someone you can follow that you can really stick with that keeps it simple. Look, if it's overcomplicated, it's overcomplicated. Like, it should not, this thing is not difficult. It takes work and it takes discipline and it takes effort. It does. But it's not something that should be just so hard and so, like, where you have to, I mean, you want to write things down, but it shouldn't be like so complicated you're having to do research on the internet and try to figure all that out. It should be very routine. I'm a very routine person with the things I do consistently over and over again. Any successful person, they have a routine. Your brain likes a routine. So with your eating habits, it's good to create a routine that your body can follow, that you can follow and be a part of and easily walk through that and not be stuck, but really be successful with it and do great. So the anti-inflammatory diet from an eating perspective will take you down that path and help you find the balance, I think, that a lot of you are looking for. Okay, let's get to the phones and go to Winston. Winston, what is your health challenge? How can I help?
I just want to know, what is the maximum recommended amount of zinc for a person to take per day? I bought some new vitamins, and I already taken some zinc, and it's quite a bit. So I combine the two together.
Okay. Yeah, so that's a great question. There's a lot of different theories right now, especially with everybody being concerned about their immune system in a lot of ways. So I would focus in on, for men, the average is about 50 milligrams a day in a supplement form. I mean, you're going to get zinc, you know, 1, 2, 3 milligrams when you eat a steak or you eat certain foods or you eat a handful of almonds. Like, all nuts contain zinc in them for the most part. But these are small milligrams to really build up. And we're very zinc deficient. Like, just so you know, when you're under a lot of stress, our bodies just suck up zinc like crazy. So, not that anybody's under stress now, right? It's like, it's a lot. I get it. So, zinc levels have begun to plummet because people don't get enough and they're under a lot of stress and all that. So, the rule of thumb is for men is 50 milligrams a day, and you always want to take zinc with food, always. I like it in a tablet form. I think it absorbs really well. But take it with a solid food meal, not a shake, not a liquid meal, a solid food meal. And then 30 milligrams for women is the typical daily recommended right now in most physicians, with especially like to build the immune system up. You're not going to get toxic with that. There's a concern about throwing your copper levels off if you take too much zinc, and that can happen. But, you know, for the the most part, if you stick to 50 for men, I take more than that, but if you stick with 50 for men, 30 for women, you should be in that safe, healthy range where you'll be okay. But I will tell you, it's a great thing to do. I'm a big fan of zinc, and I think it's something that we're all deficient in to some level, and keeping them up at a very high level at the peak of what is recommended is going to be great for your immune system. It really does. The science has proven it now, which I'm glad. There's so many studies out right now with vitamin C and zinc and echinacea. There's great on vitamin D, which I'm so excited finally. There's so many studies on vitamin D right now that it just have really validated what we've been talking about forever. And we know vitamin D is an absolute key. So I know you're taking the zinc, but you know, just encouragement. Just do some research on vitamin D. Get your blood test done about every 6 months to know what your vitamin D levels are. And that can make a huge impact in your immune system and really in every area and every cell in the body. We've got Stacy in Las Vegas that asked the question about her mom who has MS and what to do. So that's a great question. And multiple sclerosis is a challenge for a lot of people. There's not one thing I can tell you because it's a complicated issue. And it's not like, I mean, technically there's no cure, right? But there's a lot of things you can do to lessen the symptoms and get that person functioning at a higher level and working at a better level. So it's really about how to improve the quality of life of that person, whatever they've got. And with any kind of condition like that, I always say that with a condition like that, the light switch is turned on. But even though the light switch is turned on, it doesn't mean you can't go in and put a really good dimmer switch on that. If you go in and put a really good dimmer switch on MS, there's a lot you can do with that. So MS, I want you to think about this. So what is that? It's called multiple sclerosis. It is the sclerosing or the breaking down of the myelin around each nerve. So the nerve itself has this protective coating around it, kind of like a rubber coating around a wire. But that coating begins to go away, and that coating begins to fade away and or get eaten away. So the sclerosing of that is what we're trying to work against and trying to slow down, because the more you can slow that down, the higher quality of life the person will have that is dealing with MS. So I would just start there and know this. Something I learned a long time ago in medical school with someone that was an old school family doctor. Do you know that the actual milk from the galactose milk sugar from goat's milk is the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk? And if you drink goat's milk, you're getting the closest molecular structure to human mother's milk. But guess what makes myelin? The myelin that goes around the nerve is made from the galactose milk sugar. So in theory, they have shown that if you drink goat's milk on a regular basis, raw goat's milk or the best quality you can get, okay, always with safety. You know, if you live on a farm or whatever, or know a farmer, goat's milk has a high propensity to support the body's ability to create myelin. Now, you've already got to, if there's a health challenge in place, yes, but if you can give the body as much nutrition to support it, there's been some great studies overseas around that that can be helpful just to support the body during that process. But your eating habits and nutrition and your mindset always is going to help with anybody that struggles with MS, and always look at the fatty acids as well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease.
To experience more of AsaRx Audio, visit us at AsaRx.com.
Healthcare costs are rising, and I know how hard that can be. Hi, I'm Asa, here to tell you about my good friends at Liberty HealthShare. As a doctor, I'm always looking for the best options for taking care of people's health, and that's exactly what I found with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It's a bold approach in lowering health costs and paying medical bills while helping your fellow members. In other words, your monthly sharing contribution goes to help others' needs. How awesome is that? Personally, I've been a member of Liberty HealthShare for years because of their biblical principles and their commitment to keeping healthcare costs down. It just makes good sense. See how you can benefit from being a part of the health community that puts faith, family, and friends as their number one priority. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare today at 855-585-4237. That's 855-585-4237. Or visit Liberty HealthShare online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.